Blog Talk Radio.
More live fantasy sports radio than anyone on the planet. 7 continuous hours of football, baseball, basketball, and hockey action each Monday through Friday. Plus 7 hours of game day frenzy on Sunday. 30 shows in all from the best fantasy sportscasters in the business, like Craig Davis of FantasyFootball.com, the Audible Cecil Lanning, Paul Greco of Melnick and Greco Fantasy Sports, and the Fantasy Football guys Lyle Conkiel and Kevin Moore. The Fantasy Sports Channel, only on Blog Talk Radio. It's a schedule you can bet on.
Red and one bleeds blue. Two friends, one heated rivalry. It's intense. It's no holds barred. It's game time.
Hey, let's go!
On Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio with your host Scott Atkins and Michael Trent. Scott and Mike and their versatility bring new light to many topics in and out of the world of fantasy sports. Guests can reach the show by calling 347-324-5404. Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio, where Planet Red and Big Blue Nation collide. Let's hope they're still friends afterwards. Here they are, Scott and Mike.
Hello, everybody, and good evening. Welcome to Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio. Wherever you may be, thanks for making us part of your night. Tonight, Mike. Big night in fantasy football. Big night in high stakes fantasy football. The FFPC will release their main event draft slots tonight on Red versus Blue. Don't go anywhere. If you're having a hard time logging into the chat room, we had this same issue last week. We're going to try to get it resolved again. Adobe Flash Player causing issues with Blog Talk Radio tonight, but we will persevere.
We always do, don't we?
We are revealing draft slots regardless tonight. And I have heard
draft slots 1 through 14 or 12.
I have heard from our good friends at FFPC that the draft slots will be revealed to callers tonight.
Sweet.
Start calling in at 11:30, 347-324 5404. We'll give you your slot tonight.
I can't wait to hear them, Scott.
We're just stoked about it tonight. I'm Scott Atkins, Team Legacy in the world of high stakes fantasy football, and this week is all about the FFPC draft slots. We do have camp news, but I tell you what, we're smack dab live in the middle of this great country of ours, Indianapolis, Indiana, home of your Super Bowl champion Colts, and this year, the Dungy-less Colts. Red versus Blue, if you haven't listened before, Fantasy Sports Radio is all about two average guys, one a diehard Louisville fan, the other, regrettably, his archenemy, Kentucky fan. Their favorite hobby, their favorite pastime, fantasy football has turned into an obsession of the likes we've never seen before, bordering on a downright unhealthy addiction in need of therapy. So
it's
tonight
healthy.
And always, I'm joined by my Big Blue co-host from Brandenburg, Kentucky. It's an honor to present over the waves of the online world a great friend of mine, Mr. Michael Trent. Mike, we're back, baby. This is show 43.
Yes, sir, Scott. This has been a lot of fun. We keep on riding this train. Train keep it rolling all night long. I mean, every once in a while before the show starts, I play that tune in my head. Train keep it rolling all night long. But show number 43 and the draft slots, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see who goes where because, the last couple times I've been participating, but this time I can kind of see where everybody goes and have fun with it.
Well, and again, the Red versus Blue crew was there. We had a live chat room buzzing right before the show, just like last week. The chat room was buzzing, and they were starting to fill in, and all of a sudden, chat room crashed once again. We're still trying to resolve those issues, and, I see it trying to connect right now, but it doesn't look like it's coming through. Regardless, you call our show 347-324-5404. I'm going to jump on over to the FFPC message board, and let's go ahead and get a little bit of live chat going on in this thread. I'm going to go ahead and pop over there, and it looks like Lance is here. And we're going to post a little bit here, get a post up and rolling.
Which one do you want to see, Scott?
Yeah, well, we're on the thread, the very first thread on Fantasy Football or FFPC message board. It's myffpc.com. They've got a message board there. Under the general discussion, we've got early draft positions, and we've got that rolling. So we're going to close this chat down, try to get it started back up, but keep trying in. The phone number, 347-324-5404. The plan is this, Mike. We're going to announce these positions. FFPC announced that they would announce their positions and deliver those on Saturday, August the 8th, 2009. Well, Saturday, August 8th starts 1 second after our show is over, so we got the idea just to give them a call and say, hey, let's announce the positions on our show. We don't want the FFPC crew to have to wait 1 second. The Red versus
let's
Blue crew will be here. Let's do it now. Let's get the positions out. We've waited long enough. We're ready to start mocking and get our draft slots out. If you know you're in the early three, you get to start with MJD and Forte and Adrian Peterson. I've even seen Steven Jackson go number two, Mike.
And every single owner, they're chomping at the bit. I mean, they're ready. They don't want to wait till Saturday morning. They want it now. They want to get it going. And it's going to happen. I mean, we'll get through these technical difficulties, but other than that, it's going to happen, Scott, and it looks like a great crew that's going to be on board, so I can't wait.
Well, the chat is up. We've got some of them back in the chat room now. Sports Betting Man, Taz, Shot Caller, Gunny, Duck Boy, some guests are popping in right now, Mike, so hopefully we've done what we need to do. Again, about 10 minutes before the show, the chat just exploded on us. It said to uninstall the Flash player and reinstall a new update. You obviously have to close out all your Internet Explorer windows that they're all ready to go for the show. It was just a nightmare, man. It 10 minutes to go. I want to sit back and have a drink, man. If I was like you and I had my drinks in me, I would, there's no way we could have pulled this off, so I'm glad I had all my faculties about me.
Well, it's one of the things that happens, and you just got to go with it. Can you imagine back in the 1970s when you had no internet, you had nothing to deal with, and you just had to roll with it? And those are the things you got to do. You got to roll with it.
Well, the Red versus Blue crew is showing up now, and it's filling up the chat room. We got Lou from BFD popping in. We got Sandman's Tom. We got Les popping in. We got RC Tech. He's Mr. Jingles. I'm telling you, Fantasy Assassins, Gridiron Irishman, Cocktails and Dreams is with us. Our FFPC champ. Everybody's going to want to pop in tonight and get their draft slot. Alex has assured me that he's going to have those draft slots ready to go. He said they are drawn. He will be here tonight. Cool. We've got a caller using text to talk that was there just a minute ago. We're going to open up those phone lines at 11:30. We're going to have the lines all available so that we can have our callers call in. And the goal is this, gang. If you call in at 11:30, give us a call. Give the Red versus Blue a take on some kind of fantasy subject, something small, no matter how minor. We're going to get you your draft slot personalized, one-on-one on the air. So you call me up, Les. You call me up, Lou, Lance, Chad. You guys call me up and say, what's my draft slot? We're going to get it to you personalized before the big group airs at midnight here. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot to cover. There's been tons of news this week, Mike. We did have the Red versus Blue represented in the Pros versus Joes Challenge last night, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we drew the 11 spot in this draft, and I think we did pretty good. It's a Draft Masters format, so you don't have to worry about putting in your lineup, and that there's a lot of decisions there that can be different in a Draft Master style. For any of you guys that are drafting in the Draft Masters, a little bit different strategy. I tend to value the running backs a little bit more in the Draft Master style. Would love to hear what the guys in the chat room think about that.
You know, I do too, but I don't mind hanging on to them quarterbacks, believe it or not, because it seems like the quarterbacks they seem to fail you, and then you have to have somebody to back up on,
right?
And in draft master spot, I mean, you get what you get, so you better do your homework and get it good and get it right.
Well, and I agree with you 100%, Mike. The quarterbacks, I usually don't buy a top-rated quarterback in this format, because if you put two or three quarterbacks together, they can usually outdo you or outdo a number one-rated quarterback week to week, because, again, you don't have to start them. The best player plays. So I did that same strategy, Mike. I didn't grab my quarterback until round 9, and I'll tell you, I really thought I had a chance at Carson Palmer. Hicksville gave me fits all night long. He drafted from the 10th spot. He stole Carson Palmer from me one spot away. I'll tell you about a couple other times he did that to me. He stole Vincent Jackson from me in the 5th round. I thought I was going to have a chance at Vincent Jackson at 5'11". He went 5'10". He stole Carson Palmer from me in the 9th round. He went 9'10". And you know what? He was right there with me the whole night. I took Matt Castle, Trent Edwards, and Eli Manning as my 3 quarterbacks. Castle, Edwards, and Eli in the 9th, 10th, and 12th rounds, should be a serviceable quarterback trio. My running backs, Mike, from the 11th spot, you're landing D'Angelo Williams and Michael Turner. That's just sick.
Yeah.
You're at the back of the draft, and you're getting running backs that, I don't care what you say, those guys can be in the top 5 running backs up there with the Chris Johnsons and the Steve Slaytons and the Matt Fortes. D'Angelo Williams and Michael Turner at 11 and, what 14. That's just a heck of a duo to come back. And then listen to this, Mike. We got Roddy White and Terrell Owens later at 3-11 and 4-2. And I haven't seen Roddy White fall to 3-11. I don't know what happened there, but I that's what I needed. I needed a wide receiver, and they went ahead and let him fall to me. Now so we did pretty good there. I saw some interesting strategies here, though. Ultimate FF strategy, one of the pros from the one slot, Mike. Listen to the start of his draft. You ready?
Yep.
Maurice Jones-Drew, Clinton Portis, Ronnie Brown, Larry Johnson, Thomas Jones. First 5 rounds, 5 running backs.
What's he got running back or wide receiver?
Well, that's the question you want to know, okay? In a Draft Master format, you can start, in the FFPC format, you can start 4 running backs. He's going to start 4 every week. Yeah, he can start 4 every week. And then he just needs to find 2 wide receivers every week to show up. I'd love to get Lou to call in and talk about this strategy. What does he think about this? 347-324-5404.
Wide receivers, Devon Bass or something like that from Miami. Just he can go
up and
wide
down,
receiver
guys.
Two all day long, with his running backs and be happy about it.
Yeah. You can get these up and down guys. These guys that you never know when they're going to have a big game, but you know they're going to have several of them. The guys that are hard to start, but like Ted Ginn, Steve Breston, these guys can really come in. Well, here's what he did. He took Torrey Holt, Hines Ward, Dominic Hixon, Steve Breston, Mark Bradley, Chauncey Stuckey, Mike Clayton, Amani Toomer, Antoine Randall. Still a little thin, but you only have to start two every week.
Right.
So
right.
I wonder if he pulled this thing off. So he and you know what? The only backs he drafted were the first five picks. He didn't touch running backs at all the rest of the draft. He just loaded up on everything else. Interesting strategy. I tell you, I came away from this draft thinking there were several good drafts here. The other pros, here's Roto Picks. Roto Picks ended up with Forte, Moreno, Chester Taylor at running back. At wide receiver, Welker, Evans, and Mason. Tom Brady and Cooley. Now, when you look at Brady and Cooley, okay, top notch. Okay, you need two running back starters, Forte and Moreno. You need two wide receivers, Welker and Evans. And then you need two flex. His flex positions are chosen from a group of Mason, Chester Taylor, Norwood, and Steve Smith. He needs two of those every single week. That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough.
Yep.
And that's kind of how I like to break down these drafts, just to take a look at the team and find out what their two flex positions is. They're asking me to recap the running backs in the chat room, so I'll do that real quick for Ultimate FF Strategy. He took MJD, Portis, Ronnie Brown, good first three picks. I can't argue with those picks. Then he goes with Larry Johnson, okay, you know, it's personal opinion here at this point, and Thomas Jones, okay. Larry Johnson, Thomas Jones, fourth and fifth round running backs, so he can start four running backs every week. So there's the recap for Lou in the chat room. Let's look at another pro before we get to the Joes. Again, the pros versus Joes draft is where six pros are taking on six Joes. It's a huge competition. You can find out more about it at the FFPC. But 36 pros are going up against 36 Joes in six different drafts, three this week, three next week, and we're gonna crown some grand champions. The guys over at Football Diehards, Mark, Mikey, here we go. Here's their team. They've got Kurt Warner and Tony Gonzalez at quarterback and tight end. Can't argue with that.
Nope.
Running backs, Chris Johnson and Felix Jones. Wide receivers, Greg Jennings and Brandon Marshall. Okay, we're looking good. Here's the flex spots. Chris Wells, Berrien, Schenko, and Bradshaw. Needs two of those to start.
Ooh, boy, I'll tell you what, that seems kind of weak there on the back end. But Schenko, I do love Schenko. Wells, you know, it's just, who knows? I mean, that's like rolling dice. He could be lucky and he could crap out, or he could, you know, hit 7-11. I mean, that could be good.
Yeah. It's tough, you know. I like to see these different draft strategies. You know, this team here didn't take their quarterback till the seventh, took their tight end early in the fourth. But I tell you, I just think it's tough when two of your top seven picks are quarterback and tight end. Now, I see a lot of teams doing it. It's just not a strategy that I'm really fond of.
No,
I either go grab a quarterback early or I grab a tight end early, but rarely do I ever grab both early.
Right.
When there's so many studs available.
You know, it's funny, Scott, because we've been through that in Chicago with the NFFC. We've gone through it and through it. Do we grab a quarterback? Do we grab a quarterback? Do we grab a tight end? Do we grab a tight end? No. I mean, either commit to a quarterback and a tight end in the first two or three rounds, or you don't. And that's it. But very rarely, like you said, do you grab both. In the first four or five rounds. I mean, that's a rarity.
Mikey, I've got a sound here I want to play, and it doesn't have anything to do with you, okay? So just know this.
All right.
Okay, that sound is for my boy Baker Boy showing up finally in the chat room. Baker Boy showing up on Red versus Blue. The guy, we've been having this show for 43 weeks. I haven't seen him in the chat room one time. The night we have draft slots ready to go, here he is showing up in our draft room. Baker Boy is with Red versus Blue. It's a big, big day. Okay, let's get back to this draft. Chef Paul's with us, too. He's joined us. Terp's with us. The Red versus Blue crew is growing tonight. Look, Shodan's in the chat room. Steve Carter's showing up tonight. He's been on. Yeah, we missed Steve. We haven't seen him in a while.
I know it. I was looking through our rosters in the NFFB. It was pretty good what we got going. The 99ers, Steve and Steve Carter. It's going to be tough.
Oh yeah. Yep, that was a good draft you guys ran. He ended up with D'Angelo and Jonathan Stewart as well the night, and that kind of gave me the idea this week. When I took D. Will, I ended up backing him up with Jonathan Stewart in the sixth. Again, it's Draft Masters, so it gives you that flexibility. If one of them's going to hit, you get both. So, okay, let's take a look at a couple other ones. Junkyard Jake, here we go, Mike. Drew Brees and Dustin Keller. Okay. Running back Steve Slayton, Lendale White, wide receiver starters Dwayne Bowe and Anthony Gonzalez, and then his two flex are from a group of Santonio Holmes, LaShawn McCoy, Lawrence Maroney, and Percy Harvin. Those are the top four. So,
wow,
that's a better squad than I think what we've just reviewed here the last couple of picks. I'm gonna put a mark here by Junkyard Jakes. I think that's a little bit better than what we've just experienced the last couple of reviews here, because I just like those options. I mean, if you even look a little bit deeper, Chris Chambers, Kevin Curtis, guys that can contribute. Devin Thomas late. Here's another player I like in the draft. Jared Cook. If you've been listening to the news about Jared Cook,
yeah.
For all you dynasty players out there, Cook, he's a tight end that was drafted by the Titans, and I tell you what, there's a good chance that he could be a dynamic part of this offense. I know they have Bo Scaife, but be on the lookout for a late bloomer or a late sleeper here in Bo in Jared Cook. He's just very athletic, and they really like what they're seeing from him.
I'll tell you what, Scott, you've been very high on Jared Cook from the word go, from the combine to the draft, and this summer. You've been very high on him, and I've kind of followed on your coattail on Jared Cook, because this guy, let's face it, Tennessee, they're going to use whatever player is available that's looking good. And Bo Scaife, yeah, he's going to be looking good, but Jared Cook, he's going to slide right in there, and, Jeff Fisher, the head coach of Tennessee Titans, he's not afraid to use anybody and everybody.
Okay, callers, 347-324-5404. Go ahead and get dialed into the switchboard. I got a couple of lines open, a couple of lines filled up. It's 11:23. You're going to have about 7 minutes. Those phone lines are going to get jammed on our phone bank tonight to get your draft slot a little bit early. There's been a lot of news again, Mike. What in the world is going on with Michael Crabtree? Agent is telling us, I don't know if this is his advisor, but they're saying
overblown.
He's going to sit out and re-enter the draft. This is ridiculous. I can't believe a top 10 draft pick would even consider doing something like that.
I know, Scott, but we've seen it. We've seen it over and over again. But I saw an interview with Mike Singletary, and Singletary gave them same eyes. Then same as when he was linebacker at Chicago. It's pretty much like, we're going to go about our plan. If Michael Crabtree walks through here, fine. If he doesn't, fine. We're going to go through our plan. I think it's an overblown thing. I think Michael Crabtree will be a part of that team. He'll be a part of the San Francisco 49ers by August 15th with no problem. No questions asked. It's just a big deal made by the media.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just don't know who this kid's listening to. He's got a good agent, Eugene Parker. He's represented plenty of guys. I hear it's his cousin or cousin advisor, something like that, maybe uncle. I can't remember what it was. But,
That's what happens when you tweet. Don't tweet. Don't ever tweet, fellas. Don't ever tweet.
Mike, I'm telling you, listen, man, I wonder if he's just worried about the quarterback situation there. He's looking at the quarterbacks and saying, man, I don't – but this guy, what is he – he hasn't done anything in the league yet.
No.
I think he needs to get his tail in camp. Don't worry about the rest. Let the agent do their job. Get the contract signed and just get in there, you know.
Plus,
this guy's
he's
asking
a
for top five. He's asking for top five money because he thinks he's better than
right.
Darius Slay. He probably is, but that doesn't. Besides the point, you were drafted 10th.
And another thing, Scott, is you're a rookie. When you come in that camp, when you finally do arrive, these players are going to look at you like you're a rookie, dude, and they're going to pull all kinds of pranks. And he wished he was there right now because the pranks that he's going to get, the jokes he's going to get put on him is going to be immeasurable. Because when you're a rookie in the NFL, it's a tough league, so you better be prepared and don't act like you got a chip on your shoulder. You better get there and get ready to roll.
Hey, I have word that Lou Tranquilli has joined us this evening. I'd love to hear from Lou. Lou, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I am here.
Lou Tranquilli from BFBFantasy.com is the first one dialed in. He wants his draft slot tonight. What do you think about this Michael Crabtree mess? You don't think much of it, do you?
No, I don't. I, as you know, Scott, I've worked with players in the past and dealt with agents. And it's just a game. I mean, they've got to play the game as they want. To do it. This is the only how's this? Don't get angry with Michael Crabtree, and I do admit I always defend the players in this. He's got people that are handling him. That's just the way it goes with all the picks. They really have almost no say in the matter. But this is his one chance to control his situation for the next 5 years.
Sure.
So, they really want to make sure they squeeze every dollar out of him because, the 49ers down the road, he could be doing great, outplay his rookie contract, and they can always look at him and say, no, we're not giving you any more money. So, they've got to go through it, which is unfortunate because you've seen it time and again. The rookies are just so far behind when they miss the actual training camp. Hell, Peyton Manning was behind last year because he missed training camp. So I think Michael Crabtree is – from a fantasy perspective, I think his value is almost nil at this point.
Well, you know what, Lou? I think that maybe Michael Crabtree is unhappy about his situation, unhappy about the draft situation, that the fact that he is going to San Francisco on a perennial, let's face it, loser. I mean, in the last 5 years, 6 years, and he may be saying, no, I don't want to do this.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The bottom line with these guys, and I'll say it's a sweeping analogy, and, there are some players in history who've managed to wiggle their way out of draft situations. I think Elway and even Eli Manning being the two biggest names to do it. But they don't care. I hate to sound like but they don't. He's going to the San Francisco 49ers, and he doesn't care. He cares about the money that he's just about to sign for.
Yeah.
And that's why he's holding out, for no other reason. He wants more money than they're willing to give.
And I've heard this this crying and bellyaching for years that the rookies are overpaid. But I also heard another interesting take on it the other day that rookies are really very likely underpaid because, okay, you hear me out here, because they have there's only one team they can bargain with. And so they have to get it done. And so the teams use that slotting system so that they have that one team they're bargaining with, and that's it. They can't go out and bargain with other guys. They're not available on the open market to the highest bidder. So very likely, it sounds strange to say it. And I know the veterans are always saying, yeah, they're underpaid, but that's – or they're overpaid, but that's veterans, They always feel that way. So they want their money too. So I agree with you in that aspect. I just like to see him just get it done. And I mean, you always root for kids like this. You want to see them succeed. And I don't know. It just kind of tarnishes what he had going into the draft, which was a lot of that that feel good fans feeling sorry for him to fall at 10, but wanting to see him do something when he gets to San Fran.
It does, and you know what, Scott? On another avenue is who's going to be better? Maybe Percy Harvin or Michael Crabtree? Because the guy that just takes his contract and moves on and goes into the NFL as a rookie, and instead of all his contract issues, I don't know. Is Percy Harvin better than Michael Crabtree at the end of the day in 2-3 years?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know if any of us are qualified to say that now, but, they're just two different players. Percy Harvin's definitely talented. It sounds from all accord right now that this guy is just tearing up camp. He's drawing praise. He's stretching the defense. The guy we've always known, he's lightning fast. Can he keep his head clean? I don't know. I mean, we'll find out. That's what's going to be so much fun this year.
But when you really get to the NFL, because the NFL is so much different than NCAA football, so when you really get to the NFL and really find out what's happening, I don't know. Percy Harvin may be he may come out the better than Crabtree.
He kills the NFL, and he's got a ton of it. I'd love to jump in on that too, because a guy that I think is really interesting this year at running back, you got to get him if you own Adrian Peterson, is Chester Taylor. But I've got to believe that Percy Harvin's receptions come at Chester Taylor's expense.
Well, that's a good point, Lou. I don't know. Chester's one of those guys who's always undervalued. Every year is the same with Adrian Peterson and Chester Taylor. You have to team those two guys up. If one goes down, Chester Taylor's coming in the game to take those carries and up the middle and all that work that they have. Let's look at what else is going on around the league, man. Mike, our Louisville Cardinal Harry Douglas, out for the season with a torn ACL.
That.
I tell you, this kid is a Wes Welker type talent. I mean, I watched him for years at Louisville. He made play after play with Brian Brohm and several other good quarterbacks from Louisville in that spread offense of Bobby Petrino. And Harry Douglas sounded like he was really going to challenge and be a very nice target for Matt Ryan this year, and it's going to have to wait.
I hated to hear that, Scott. He went down, and, I'm a Kentucky fan, but you love to see the Louisville players and the Kentucky players to make an impact in the NFL. And Harry Douglas, he has a chance to make an impact, and to see that happen, it was too bad. So he's going to be out for this year, but if he goes about the right way, with conditioning, and who knows, 2010, 11, I mean, you hate to look that far down the road, but this kid's got a lot of heart, and we can see we'll see what happens.
Dynasty players, don't drop him just yet. You know what, Lou, can you stick around here? We've got Alex joining in, so let's get his music ready.
All right, ahead. Michael Jackson
music. Alex Kaganowski, FFPC, buddy. How you doing?
What up, Alex?
Oh, that was good. Nice intro. Thanks, Scott.
No problem.
I was breaking a little bit, just popping.
Hey, we're happy that you guys have decided to do this tonight. Everybody's excited to get these draft slots. Tell us about the work that's went into this, what the numbers look like compared to last year, and then we can get to it.
Well, first of all, Dave was the one in charge of this, as he was last year. Did a great job with the video, a lot of you guys remember. And he was supposed to do it again today. And in the morning, he calls me, and he starts talking to me. I'm like, Dave, you all right? He's like, yeah, I'm all right. I'm just not feeling too good. And, I hear his voice is like all, hoarse. And I'm like, dude, you okay? He's like, yeah, I'll be all right by the evening. I'll be fine. So I'm like, just in case, just let me know. So he calls me later on, by 5 o'clock. He's like, dude, I got a fever. I can't do this. I'm like, And the sad part about it is because he was preparing, he had a lot of stuff prepared for the announcement. He was going to basically talk about various players that as he was announcing the slot. So it was going to be a lot of fun. And unfortunately, I didn't have time to continue those preparations because I made plans with the wifey to go to the movies. We dropped the kids off at the parents, and we went off out to the movies. So I just got back from the movies literally 5 minutes ago, and I do have the slots, but as far as preparation goes, that's out the window.
Awesome. Well, I talked to Dave this morning, and he didn't sound good. The guys in the chat room are saying he's got the swine flu, I think, is the diagnosis from the doctor in the chat room. But, hey, you know what? We're going to do it without him. We were planning on giving a little bit of intro and bio and past success from there. But you know what? Let's just get the picks out. What we decided to do was get the callers to call in, Alex, and we've already got a couple of the board's already lit up here. Guys want to get their draft slot, so if they come on and maybe have a fantasy take, talk about something, bring something, if you deem them worthy, maybe they can get their draft slot.
They could do that, or they could just guess a number between 1 and 12, and I'll tell them if they're right or not. If they're right, they get it. If they're wrong, we'll just hang up on them.
So we could say higher or lower, okay?
Yeah, it'll be like Vegas vacation.
There you go.
3.
Okay. Well, let's take this first caller then. This will be the in honor of Lou being with us on the show and his past contributions to FFPC. Let's get that first slot out to Lou.
Wait, before you do.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Before you do, I just want to know if Alex was doing the white man's overbite while dancing in his living room to my
dad. All right, dude. What, do you have a camera in here?
That's I could just see him over there, just shimmying a little bit with the upper teeth over the lower lip, just digging on Michael Jackson for a minute. That's all,
Lou, so what kind of slot do you want? You had the one pick the other night, and your team looked pretty good. What kind of slot are you looking for in FFPC?
All right, Scott, I'm only going to say this. I think my team looked damn good, and I don't I really, honestly, I don't care. I am interested to find out, and it was a cool show, so I wanted to call up and support it and even talk about that Draftmasters, but you guys got a lot going on tonight. So, I don't know, give me my spot, and I'll get off the air and let the next guy talk.
Very good. Mr. Tranquilly, you, BFTFantasyFootball.com, team BFTFantasyFootball.com, has the 8th pick in the 2009 FFPC main event.
Bring it, baby.
Yeah.
Good.
There you go, Lou.
You can work with the 8th pick. You get an Andre Johnson start, and maybe we'll see a wide receiver start, Larry Fitzgerald, something like that, maybe.
No.
I know it won't be LaDainian Tomlinson. We know that, right?
It will not be LaDainian Tomlinson, and even if LaDainian made it around in the second round, it wouldn't be him again. How about that? All right?
Wow.
You guys take LaDainian Tomlinson. I want fresher legs. How's that?
Yeah, I agree.
So,
I think.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Lou. See you later.
Enjoy.
All right, Lou. Thanks for joining us. That's Lou from BFDFantasy.com, and he's always a friend of the program, and maybe he can even stick around in the chat and keep the discussion going for the crew here. Alice, we got another call from the 402. 402, state your name.
Chad Schroeder.
There you go.
This is a good way to start off the show. We've got Lou, and then we've got the defending champ from last year, Chad Schroeder. Welcome aboard, buddy.
Thanks. Good to be here. I had tried to get in early. I was supposed to be meeting a buddy about 15 minutes ago at a bar that's in from out of town, but I wanted to get my draft pick first, so I'll listen to the rest of it later.
Yeah, what slot did you get last year, and you won the whole thing?
I think 3.
You were to
remind me. Yeah. I took Steven Jackson, actually, and that didn't work out well, but somehow I got through it. I don't know how.
So you drafted well in 2, 3, and 4 and kept it going, didn't you, Chad?
Well, I got lucky and had D'Angelo. I didn't have him on very many of my other teams, but somehow I ended up with him on that one. So.
All right.
Well, we're getting ready to see what you got now.
All right. Chad has two teams. Actually, Chad has four teams, I believe.
Well, I have two. My uncle has two. They all own a little bit of.
Do you want me to give you? Do you want me to give you all four or just the two? Do you want me to tease you a little bit or what?
It doesn't matter. You can just give me my two.
Okay, I'll give you your two, and then your uncle could find out tomorrow morning, or actually later on. So, Team Cocktail and Dreams 1 gets the 4 spot, and Team Cocktail and Dreams 2 gets the 6 spot. Four and six.
Is this 6 the online one?
I am not at liberty to say.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you don't know yet. Yeah, you haven't drafted the league yet.
I did, quite honestly, but the way I have him here, Dave sent them over. You know, he's all sick and everything, so he didn't really specify which one is which. So.
Okay, that doesn't make any difference.
Chad, before you get to the other two, talk to us about how you're going to do these two teams. How's this going to work? You're going to draft the main event team, and then when does that online draft happen, and what are your plans? Is that from the hotel or what?
Yeah, be drafting the team Friday night, and then I think the online one is Saturday, like at 4 o'clock, maybe Vegas time or something like that.
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Is that right, Al? Yeah, so I'll do that from the hotel room. So, and that'll be the last one of the year. So.
And then we'll all get together somewhere for a Saturday night party.
Exactly. Exactly. A lot of partying. But
gotcha. Good plan, man. Good plan. Well, let's get those other two teams out.
We can just get those tomorrow. No big deal.
Yeah, he said he's going to wait for those. All right, champ. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks a lot for the show. Good idea tonight. And let everybody else get their picks, and I'll listen to the rest when I get home later.
All right, champ.
Awesome.
Thanks, Chad.
Take care, guys.
Chad Schroeder, the defending FFPC champ, called in to get his draft slots early on Red versus Blue. The phone number is 347-324-5404. You know, again, I do want to – uh-oh, we have issues with Blog Talk Radio again. Keep having some issues just popping up sporadically with Blog Talk Radio, and we'll try to get through those. Alex, I'm going to go ahead and defer to you for this story that I'm seeing here, okay? And Lou just had this someone on, so I'm going to skip this story here. But the Tacoma News Tribune reports Julius Jones is playing with more violence, force, desire, and energy in his second training camp with the team. He has the trust of the new coaching regime. This is a special year for Julius, running back coach Casey Dunn says. He knows it. We all know it. He needs to play well for us. He certainly raised his level from last season. He's one of those guys that thrive on a challenge, and the challenge for him is to have a real explosive season and help us win ball games. Jones appears to be playing better because he knows he'll be the starter. Alex, he's a sixth or seventh round at best running back right now. What do you think about Julius Jones?
Well, stories like that mean only one thing. It is the first week of the preseason. And everybody looks great, and everybody's running with fresh legs and is more focused and intense than ever in their career. So I mean, you hear that about everyone. The best, they're in the best shape of their lives. They're focused. I mean, it's a joke. I can't even begin. I mean, I can't even listen to that stuff. You know, talk to me after they played a couple of preseason games and after, you know, they got stuffed on third and one two or three times. Talk to me then, okay?
You know what, Alex? Not even after two or three preseason games. Talk to me after two NFL games. Talk to me after September 14th or 21st.
Yeah. Well,
you know, that's when you talk to me.
By that time, we would have had to make our decision. So I'm just talking about as far as making evaluations goes. You know, we obviously there's been a lot of drafts going on up to this point, but as far as as far as, you know, just taking information from, you know, from coaches, coach speak, I'm not going to pay attention to that.
Well,
everybody's
I'm interested
right now.
I'm interested in that story because I've been I like to watch the rankings of some of the quote-unquote pros in this industry that we're in. And if you guys go to fantasyfootball.com, you can check out their rankings of all the pros that they have from the Fantasy Sports Channel. You just go to Tools and Rankings and then select Fantasy Sports Channel. You'll see my rankings on there. You'll see Lou's. And something that's interesting, Lou has Julius Jones at 24 – running back 24 overall, okay? He's got him right behind Darren McFadden. I mean, it's by far the highest of anybody that I've seen ranked. And I wish we could have asked this to Lou when he was there, and he could have talked to us about why he has him so high. But he's got him ahead of Willie Parker, Thomas Jones, Beanie Wells, Lynch, Adai. I mean, lots of names there, Mike. And, I mean, I don't even have the guy ranked. I can't even put him on my top 50. He's just one of those guys I don't want any part of.
Well, listen, it's really not out of the realm of possibility that the guy could finish in the 20s. So I don't particularly blame Lou. I mean, you could look at, you know, his brother and the path that his brother took, Thomas Jones. I mean, the guy, you know, they basically had their careers are very parallel. As a matter of fact, Julius Jones had a better start to his career than Thomas did. And, you know, so – maybe that could show us of things to come with Julius. But and obviously there's a completely new offense. Obviously, you know, some good things could happen for him. But I wouldn't rank him outside top 50 as a starting running back in the NFL. But 25 isn't necessarily too high.
Well, we'll see. There's a lot of camp news right now. I'll tell you, I'll give you the scoop from Indianapolis. When we come back here, we've got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with the camp news that we're getting from Indianapolis, and I think you're going to be real interested in what we're seeing here.
Hi, this is Greg Kellogg. You know the routine. It's Friday night. You're looking over your lineup. It's either Lavernius Coles versus the Browns or Lance Moore versus the Falcons. I'm a serious fantasy player, and regular fantasy advice just won't do. I need to know, without a doubt, that the fantasy advice I'm getting makes sense. That's why I listen to Red vs. Blue Fantasy Sports Radio. Catch Scott Atkins and the Red vs. Blue crew chat room every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for those difficult-to-make lineup decisions. I'll be there. Will you?
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger. Can't let that don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer.
All right, we're back, Red vs. Blue. The crew is coming in to get their draft slots. We are live with Alex Kaganowski. Got Mike Trent on the line here, as always. And we're talking FFPC main event draft slots tonight. We are releasing the draft slots at 12 o'clock tonight in about 13 minutes for all the draft slots. If you want to get yours a little bit early, you can call us up, and Alex will go ahead and give it to you individually. You don't have to wait because we're going to probably go 12 to 1, aren't we, Alex? Just all the way from 12 and move all the way up to 1. So you could be waiting all night. If you want to call us up and get on the air, we'll get your draft slot to you early.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go extra slow today.
I like it, Alex.
Well, you guys, we did see the injury to Reggie Bush, and I automatically thought to myself, man, this is what I didn't want to see. I'm all over Pierre Thomas this year at 3-5 in my main event draft, and I want to see Reggie Bush, you know, just play nice and safe. Don't worry. Don't have the injuries. Don't get hurt right now because I want Pierre Thomas, and the worst thing that could happen is Reggie Bush get out there, get hurt. And then, you know, Pierre Thomas get drafted 2-3, 2-5, 2-7, something like that. And Mike, Reggie Bush, it's always the knee with this guy.
Yeah, no, it's kind of frustrating because that was one of Josh's day drinker's decisions was Bush versus Thomas. And, you know, to kind of plug that. But, you know, I still am – I'm a firm believer in Bush, but it just seems like that there's one thing after another. This guy has untapped talent. If this guy was healthy from the word go till week 16, it would be amazing. But we'll see what happens.
Hey, I got an interesting thought for you guys. For the last couple of years, Reggie Bush has gotten hurt towards the end of the year, right? And the guy has been Pierre Thomas coming in and replacing him and putting up huge numbers, especially last
year. Right.
All right.
Right.
Let's say Bush goes down tomorrow, goes down out for the year, okay? And we know this now. Okay, we know that Pierre Thomas is the guy, whoever's behind him, Bell or whoever it is. Okay,
he skyrockets.
Yeah. Where does Pierre Thomas get drafted? Does he go fourth overall? Does he go fifth overall?
No, I don't think he moves up that high myself.
He skyrockets. He skyrockets. He's right in the discussion. I'll guarantee you it would be a different draft.
He moves up around
every
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd see him everywhere from 4 to 14, Alex, 4 to 15.
I don't think he lasts anywhere past 6 or 7 myself. But my question is, does he go as high as 3 or 4?
No.
I think so.
No, I do. I do not. I mean, it's kind of like the Denver offense with the running back by committee. I don't think he can go that high.
There was no running back by committee last year, the last five games of the year. It was Pierre Thomas
and then
Pierre Thomas.
Right. But I'm talking about the Denver offense 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, it was pretty much give the ball to the running back. Done. And
that's cool.
But
I agree.
I don't know, Alex. I mean, it's going to be pretty tough because the guy was pretty much a stud, but I don't buy it. I don't buy it yet.
609 area code, 609, you're on the air with Red versus Blue and Alex Kaganowski.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
How you doing? Who's this?
Hey.
This is Eli, the Dream Goldstein. Nice to talk to you.
Hi, Eli.
I got a question for you. Scott, you there?
I'm here, buddy.
All right, dude. I've been looking at your rankings on fantasyfootball.com, and you have Larry Johnson ranked 30th, and I just want to know what your reasoning behind that was.
Well, it's pretty simple, really. I don't have a lot of science involved in this, but I'll tell you what, I'm just a big Jamaal Charles fan. I think he showed last year that, and I really enjoyed what I saw out of Texas. I watch a lot of Big 12. This kid has the moves. He has the strength to do more than just be a change of pace back. And I think what we saw last year, even when LJ was healthy, they were alternating series. And so I think it's going to put both of these guys in a position where neither one has 30 carry days, okay? These are guys that are going to both put up, Larry Johnson might get his 18 carries, but what did he do with those carries last year? It wasn't anything to really speak of. How high are you on him? I know your rankings are on that board too, buddy.
I have him ranked at 15, actually.
Wow.
And that's a little high, but there's other people in here that have him ranked at 15 as well. There's someone else on here as well. I just think he's going to be reborn this year, and I think the Chiefs were behind in a lot of games last year, so they threw the ball a ton.
Right.
So I don't think he was utilized that well. He came in late to training camp last year, if I recall. That was the year he came in late.
Yeah, he played last year and, again, put up, like, top 35 stats. I mean, he missed a couple of games. There was a nice little stretch of games he missed there. Against Denver, he put up that 200-yard game. That's a everybody ran against Denver pretty well. Then he comes back week 14 against Denver and puts up 11 carries for 36 yards.
Well,
I mean, I think that's what I'm scared of. I own the guy in my in the league we play in, Mike, the local league that we play in, and just every week you just don't know what you're going to get out of the guy.
How are you on Matt Castle and Dwayne Bowe?
I'm not very high on them, to be honest with you. They're hard to gauge.
Well, it's going to be a tough day.
it's tough to gauge them because they're on a new team. But you brought up Denver, and this is another guy that I find it difficult to rank these players and where they're going to end up, and people are high on them. Like, Sean Marino hasn't taken a snap in the NFL, and people have man crushes on this guy already. And I'm confused on how people have tremendous faith in Oshawn Moreno, that he could provide a lot of big fantasy stats this year.
Well, you can't. And those guys that are drafting Moreno like that,
no.
Eli, I think we all agree it's all based on upside. And going ahead and spending a pick on a very explosive player. Moreno, we know, can be explosive in college. Okay, does that transition over to the NFL? We think so. And just like when Adrian Peterson came in, there were several guys saying, look, he's got that explosive ability. Well, you don't take him based on the points you think he's projected to do. He's not safely going to get you those points, but he has that upside. By the end of the season, weeks 13 through 16 is really when you want him to be up, roaring and ready to go, and that's what a rookie kind of does. He adjusts. The first 8 games of the year probably not that good, and as that season moves on, will he be ready weeks 13 to 16? And if so, I mean, he could be that lightning that you're really looking for. So I don't blame you.
Another thing, Scott, I'll be real excited if I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan because I have one of the most electrifying wide receivers. I have a very good quarterback, and I have a running back waiting and a wideout that is just outstanding. So I don't know. If I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan, you better build around the line, and then let everything else take care of itself.
Yep, there's a lot of questions there. New passing offense. I mean, are there what I think this sets up for Jamaal Charles and again, Larry's had a lot of carries, and I don't expect to see Larry coming back from 300 carry seasons several years removed. Okay, that was back in 2000 and 2006 he had 400 carries, and you know, that's the breakdown. We all predicted it. We thought it might happen, and sure enough, the last couple years he hasn't even sniffed it because of missed time. I mean, four games missed last year, 8 games missed, or 7 games missed the previous year.
But
we're going to see more of.
This team, and I'm not saying 2009, but I'm saying in 2010-11, this team can be explosive. They could be crazy.
Well, sure, but Larry won't be there. I mean, he's already up there in, going to turn 30 here in November. So, Alex, you got a draft
That's
slot
fine.
For Eli
Jamaal
here?
Charles.
I have no idea what his team name is.
I don't have a team. I'm not in it.
Well,
oh.
All right. Well, that's a problem then. That's a problem.
I got one more.
Thanks for calling in, though.
Here's how we can
Eli.
Solve that.
Here's the good news, Eli.
I have one more question.
The good news is you have 30 days to register, so get on it.
All right, there you go. There you go, Alex. I love it.
Go ahead.
All right, my last question is, this is another player that is being drafted all over the place, and I think people are having a hard gauge on where he should be drafted, and that would be Brian Westbrook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's a guy, Eli, and thank you for calling in. Westy is one of those guys that as we get closer to camp, as we start to see him making the moves that he's always made, in camp, he's going to be one of those guys that you're going to feel a lot better about taking at the end of that first round. I still think there's too many question marks just with the age and with the drafting of another rookie running back, the quality of LeSean McCoy. I don't see him giving me a reason to take him when we've seen missed games from him over the last over last year and hitting that 30 mark. I mean, this is a guy that has had a difficulty staying on the field. I mean, had a nice amount of carries last year. 230 carries for West is really respectable, and he's a guy that's going to get you 50 receptions, in his sleep
he's
every
get
season.
He's going to get a ton of receptions.
But yeah, you come off of a surgery. You know what kind of condition are you in? You've got ankle issues, and that's the problem with West. And if you're a running back, you need your ankles, right, Alex? So I don't know.
Yeah, I made the mistake of draft. Well, I don't know if it was a mistake, but he definitely let me down. Last year, Westbrook. You know, just one point about Larry Johnson before we move on. You guys were talking about it, but nobody really talked about the young offensive line. And I think everyone is, very concerned about the gelling of that offensive line. And even if they do start to gel at some point in the season, it's going to come, probably midpoint and then later on. And here's the problem. Look at the first 7-8 weeks of the season. You got Kansas City at Baltimore, at Philadelphia, home for the Giants, home for Dallas, at Washington, and home for San Diego. bye. Here comes the bye week. They get back from the bye, and guess what?
At Jacksonville, at Oakland.
Okay,
Pittsburgh.
Not so bad. Then Pittsburgh, then at San Diego.
Ouch.
Then it slows down with Denver, Buffalo, Cleveland, at Cincinnati.
Good playoff weeks.
Absolutely. So I'm just saying that, you know, yeah, the playoffs look sweet, but you got to get there. And Larry Johnson with that offensive line, I'm not sure how many holes he's going to have to run through. And I think the Jamal Charles pick is a great one because if that team is coming from behind, Jamal Charles is going to be on the field.
Yeah, he's going to get receptions. That's a good point, Alex. And I appreciate you mentioning that. Schedule has a lot to do with rankings always. And, look, they have to play the NFC East this year. In addition to San Diego and Oakland, who are both improved on defense, you got Merriman back, so it should be interesting.
Well,
Alex, we got another caller from the 610. Since we've just talked about Larry Johnson, we got 610. Let's get him active on the chat room here on the switchboard. 610, state your name.
Hey guys, it's Fantasy Mojo. How's it going?
Hey,
what's
Darren?
Up, Fantasy
hey.
Mojo?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? How you doing?
Not too bad. We made out pretty good this week with the three nights of drafts, although I'm a little bit tired from moderating that stuff every night. But I think everybody's having a good time with that.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
So many people talking about those. Those are great.
Yeah, it's a good tune-up for for some more serious drafting going on here pretty soon. So
that's right.
I'd be interested to see what my pick is for the main event, though, if Alex has it.
Okay, I certainly do. And Fantasy Mojo gets pick number 10.
10?
Here we go.
10.
I like 10. I like the back end of the draft, so that'll work.
Yeah, well. I was going to say, good, on the come around, you'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the teams that have been impressive, in my opinion, that I've seen the 77 draft and some of the other drafts that we've had at the FFPC have come from the bottom end of the draft, but that's just my opinion. What the heck do I know?
Yeah, it seems to work. You never know what's going to fall to you down at the end, so usually you're surprised with something pretty decent, so I will take that.
All right.
Well,
all right.
I appreciate you having those pros versus Joes. They've been a lot of fun. Everybody's really engaged, and we're having a blast drafting them, man. What, Darren, if you have Brian Westbrook there at 2-3, is he yours?
I don't know if I take him in the first round there. Even being a Philly guy, it's a,
How about a die? A die at
2-3? Probably a little too high.
A die is my favorite. I would absolutely take a die first round. unless Chill Bill is in my league with me, I know he might, grab him ahead of me. But
two, yeah.
Darren, if you don't mind me asking, who is the best team in the NFC?
In the NFC?
Team in the NFC.
Yeah, we'll have to go to Eagles. I mean,
package.
Although I tell you one thing, their new defensive coordinator, the guy looks a little green to me, so I'm a little concerned about the defense, especially with Stuart Bradley going down and they've got a couple other issues there too. So I don't think I think their defense fantasy wise is dropping down a bit here as we make our way through the preseason. So
I'm a big Dallas Cowboy fan, but I'm starting to think it through the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm thinking, okay, they got Donovan, Brian Westbrook. They got some youngsters at running back as well. They got wideouts. They got a good O-line, good D-line. I don't know what's going to stop them.
Yeah, they're solid all the way around. They just have to wait and see it. I mean, it's tough playing in that division, but, somebody's got to rise to the top, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And a great head
guys.
Coach.
Go ahead.
All right.
No, I said a great head coach.
Oh, well,
yeah,
hey,
absolutely.
Darren. Darren, we're having a blast with the pros versus Joes. We got three more drafts. We'll keep those threads rolling and get the guys to your site.
Yeah. We got some big names with the pros next week. We got Fantasy Guru. We got what else? We got Mock Draft Central. We got Fantasy Football Extreme. There's quite
is
a few.
Jeff,
there. And,
is Jeff drafting for Mock Draft Central?
I think, yeah, it's going to be Jeff.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, actually, Jason. I think Jason's doing it.
And who's drafting for the Guru?
I think Matt Camp is drafting for Guru. So,
cool.
And then you got Slam, I think, is from who ended up pretty high last year in the FFPC, didn't he?
Yeah, right out of the one away from the money, seventh, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Right, he's drafting for Fantasy Football Guidebook, so it should be good. And we got somebody from Rapid Draft too. So
awesome. Well, we had Dodds from Football Guys just clamoring about how good his draft was.
He had a crazy draft. Yeah, very interesting strategy.
Well,
yeah,
thanks for calling in, Darren. We'll keep the buzz rolling, and you keep it rolling on the board for us.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Take care.
All right. That's Fantasy Mojo from Pros versus Joes. We've got Alex. We're past midnight, so everybody's wanting them in the chat room. Let's go ahead and take this call from the 480. 480, you're on with the FFPC.
A day drinker, Jason and Josh here.
Oh
yeah.
Day drinker. Jason is drinking a gin and tonic while day drinker Josh, well, is drinking a tonic, and we are waiting desperately for this pick.
All right, what I want to know is I want to hear the story of how you came up with this team here, with the team name.
The Gangbang?
The Gangbang.
The Gangbang came up, unfortunately, when we were signing in. It said, like, a reference, and we were trying to be obnoxious to you and Dave. And unfortunately, my drunk friend Josh put it in as the team name. So now this year we will be the Gangbang.
Very good.
that's just fit to print, fellas.
Hey, we're playing the seed in many ways.
All right. Gangbang.
We are so excited to see everyone. Cannot
this is elevator fraternity right here, elevator fraternity.
Hey, let it be known, I still have nightmares. And I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of things this year. My wife gave birth to my son, and still the elevator was way more frightening.
Hey, my wife didn't believe me because we were out of touch there for like, what, a couple hours? You know, I'm like, we got stuck in an elevator. She wouldn't believe I had to bring the video home on the phone, and I still got it. If you guys, I can post that to your board, guys, if you let me. I've got the video, the whole thing. On my phone, sitting there, just waiting to be uploaded.
I still have one question though. Is Leroy okay?
Well, you know, we were in Vegas. I think I told this story. Dave and I and Leroy were in Vegas earlier this year, I believe in.
And Leroy.
Yeah, and Leroy. And.
And Leroy.
And we ended up in Mirage. We ended up going to the top floor of the Mirage, and we were supposed to get on the same elevator, the infamous elevator, and Leroy backed away and said, "I'm not getting on this elevator."
I love it.
How come?
Oh,
yeah,
nightmares.
Well, yeah.
Nightmares. Hey. Flashbacks.
And, Alex, I also just want to throw this one last one out because my favorite memory of 2009 so far. I think it might have been 2008. It was before the great Cardinal run. You are our good luck charm because without Alex, we would not have been in New York City having a good time, some good drinks with some good 21-year-old kids in some shoddy little bar in Manhattan. But that led to the Cardinal run to the Super Bowl, so I appreciate that, my friend.
Hey, you're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. Well, let's get these draft picks going.
Here we go.
Team Gang Bang.
We'll see you soon.
Team Gang Bang gets pick number two.
Ooh.
What you gonna do with two?
Yeah, well, he was on here and he is gone. He must have disconnected, but he has got to be happy with number two. Maybe he wants to take Larry Fitzgerald at two. You know, so we've seen that before from our good friend.
That's gonna set up for a second and third round picks.
Tommy Yates picked Fitz at number one, so you know,
yeah.
I don't know. These are the day drinkers, they're big Arizona fans. Let's take a call from the 301. 301, you're on with FFPC.
FFPC, what's this about?
All right, we've got an uninformed caller. Yeah. Hey, we're giving out the draft slots tonight for the FFPC main event, so we're gonna have to drop that line. And 301, what area code is that? Isn't that Jersey? Where is that, Alex? 301 area code.
I thought it was Florida.
301.
No, I can find it real quick. Hang on.
All right.
301. Well, I don't know. That is, let's see, the Maryland area code. Is that right? 301. Yeah,
yeah.
Maryland. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of crazy.
All right.
In Maryland.
I guess, man.
What? Must be somebody out of D.C. They can't be upset about the fact that the stock market went up today about 170 points. I mean, this guy's got to be ill.
Hey, I'm going to give you guys a sleeper while we go ahead and get ready for Alex to debut these 12 picks here. A sleeper that I've been targeting late in the draft, and I think he's just twice as – we know this for a fact. He's ten times as talented as Cedric Benson. In the 18th round, I snagged Bernie Scott, the rookie running back from Abilene Christian. Guys, if you haven't seen him, look him up. Do some YouTubes. Check out what he can do. Okay, now here's what I'm going to say. Taken by the Bengals, okay, this kid, it has a lot of baggage, okay? You've got a talented player. You remember how Randy Moss dropped in the draft because of his character concerns?
From Marshall.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
yep.
He dropped half a round, Scott. There's a bit of a difference there.
Here's the difference, okay? Bernie Scott's been arrested on 5 separate occasions, okay? He was arrested on 5 separate occasions, and he was kicked off the Central Arkansas team for hitting a coach who tried to break up an on-field fight during spring practice in 05. Okay?
And this is the guy you want to draft.
I'm telling you, he's got some anger issues, okay?
No kidding?
I'm hoping he's matured a little bit, okay? But he maybe, I tell you, this kid is explosive. He can see the field.
He
is. Got it all. I'm telling you, you got to check this kid out. Bernie Scott, just watch some of the things that he can do. He's definitely a dynasty stash guy. I think he could be the sleeper. Take that job right away from Benson. I mean, they could do the kind of combo thing where Benson's in the carries and Bernie's doing a little bit of Chris Perry type action. But just watch this kid. I'm just telling you, watch him when you're thinking for a deep sleeper.
Yeah, Barney Piper's watching him too.
I'm getting a little. I'm getting some crazy looks from my boys Russ in the chat room. For those folks that are interested in the Indianapolis Colts, Joe Adai on the first day of practice, man, he gets out there. You're like, okay, let's see what this guy can do. He's gimpy on every single play, Mike. And Alex, he's going through hitting the hole. He starts limping off the field every time after every play. And I'm like, this is what they drafted Donald Brown for.
Yeah, this is a kid. Joseph Adai has all the capabilities in the world. And what do we see? We see nothing. You know, if you're a Colts fan, you got to be really frustrated because you're getting nothing out of this guy. And I don't understand it. So you're exactly right. That's why they drafted Donald Brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
I've always saw Adai as being in a perfect situation to put up the fantasy stats and not necessarily somebody who was awfully talented. But maybe right now the situation has gotten worse, and maybe his talent is really not that great to begin with. And on top of it, he's getting injured. So you got 3 strikes and you're out.
That's kind of the mentality there. When in that draft, he was there with Reggie Bush and D'Angelo and Lindale, all these guys that were coming out, Maroney, and Adai just was drafted to the best situation. And then he gets in that group, and all he has to do is beat out Rhodes, you know, and he really didn't do a good job of that. Rhodes outplayed him pretty much on every occasion, including the Super Bowl. And so now they have a first-round talent there to push him, and I'm afraid that they're right. I'm afraid Mojo's right. I don't see it working out. I'm going to have to do something with the 29 jersey.
You know, you might want to think about the last 3 or 4 years that SEC running backs versus Big East running backs. Do a test with those, and I would say the Big East running backs come out smelling like a rose.
Yep. Let's take this 480 caller here, and then we'll get to the 12 picks because we got to get rolling. 480, you are you're on the air with with the FFPC 480.
Yes, this is Day Drinker Josh this time.
Hey, what's up, Josh?
We thought it would be fitting for both of us to chime in tonight, and with the Adai talk and. a die costing us thousands and thousands in the big payback league last year, we thought it'd be very fitting for us to chime in and complain about your little hometown boy there, Scott, Joseph Addai. I know you love him. I know you have a little crush on him, but he's a terrible running back. He can't make it through two games without getting hurt, and that's why I'm so huge on Donald Brown this year.
I hear you, buddy.
Hey, Josh, that's what we were just talking about.
I know. Yeah. That's why I'm calling in and talking about it, Mike.
All right. Hey, well, hey, Josh, stay on with us.
We're on the same page.
Josh, stay on with us here. We're going to announce the 12 slots. Alex, you got the 12s ready to go?
I certainly do.
Okay.
Here they are. Drum roll, please.
All right.
Just a quick explanation. Some of the draft slots may not be it may not be an even amount of draft slots. In other words, it may not be 12 of each or 13 of each slots, and that is because we have three different draft dates that we are drafting from, drafting for, or drawing for. So the slots did not come out even. Just an explanation in case anyone is going to be wondering why that is so. All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, the 12 slots are teams, all eight. Elvis is in the house. Giggling Marlin. Hand Tossed. Husker Heaven. KO Crew and Harley 2. More Fierce. Old School. Sandman's Time. Silverback Gorillas. Team Thompson, the Immaculate Selection, and finally, the Mighty Bugmen. Those are the 12 slots.
All right, I've just posted them on there. We've got a couple of guys in the chat room. You just landed the 12 spot. Sandman's Time, Team Thompson, Mighty Bugmen, a couple of guys that are in the chat room tonight. You guys should be pretty happy about that. Last night, we saw the 12 pick with Calvin Johnson and Randy Moss, so that's the kind of start you can expect from the 12 spot, Calvin Johnson, Randy Moss start. Now, what kind of running backs do you get from that? Well, let's see. Here were your selections. You could choose from Reggie Bush in the third, Darren McFadden, Larry Johnson, Thomas Jones, Moreno, Ray Rice, Felix Jones, Derek Ward. You can get a couple of nice starters there if you go Calvin and Randy.
Yes, I agree with that. That's what a lot of the 77 drafts have shown. People have been drafting two wide receivers at the end, and then even going maybe with a third wide receiver later on in a 3-4 turn, and then picking up those running backs later on. And it's, in my opinion, the teams have been looking real strong, but I've always been a wide receiver guy, so those teams look great to me. They may not look so hot to people who want to see the stud running backs.
All right. You know, we should have given this its proper credit, but let's go ahead and get going. We've got the 11 picks to roll, so I'll type them in the chat room. You go ahead and call them off.
All right, sounds good. Let me pull them up. The 11 picks are as follows: Amish Brothers of Lancaster, Blood, Sweat, and Beers, Forensic Football, Jaws, Leonidas Revenge, Masters of the Gridiron, Miami Canes, Michigan Fanatics, Midway Maulers, and finally, The Chef. Those are
The Chef.
Those are picks 11.
Well, we've got a couple of those guys in the chat as well. I know. Is that Chef Paul?
I believe so. The Chef is Chef Paul's team, yes.
All right, Big Chef. We got the 11 picks. Now we got 10 to go, Alex. It's 12-20. We're doing pretty good. The 11 pick I had last night, and again, it started off pretty nice. I could have went Randy Moss or Calvin. I thought about it. I'm really high on D'Angelo. Seeing him drop to 11, I couldn't turn him down. Once Calvin and Randy went, I ended up taking another running back. So, again, it's something you have a lot of flexibility. If I had it to do over again, I probably wouldn't have done much different. If it's in the FFPC main event, though, I cannot turn down one of those stud wide receivers there. Reggie Wayne, Steve Smith, Mike, either one of those guys, I'm going to be real, real happy with.
Yeah, you pretty much got to get on them. When you can get them, you got to get on them. So it's a tough situation sometimes, but
got to grab that Leonidas. I love that Leonidas Revenge name. Do we know who that is? They're talking about it in the chat room.
I believe that's Russ from the boards.
Oh, wow. Okay. Russ, he's wife's getting ready to have a baby. I think they're fifth from Indianapolis. So Russ is going to have a house full. So I think he's drafting online this year. So, Alex, let's go on. Moving on to the 10 picks.
All right. The 10 picks are as follows. Baby Rat. Bernie Madoff is my financial advisor.
Ah, I know him.
Clear to Close.
Uh-oh.
Fantasy Mojo.
There he is.
Fester.
Wow.
Follow Me.
Wow.
Kickin' Arse. Milk Chocolate. Mr. Bill and the Land Shark. Quick Six. And Quick Six, both of his teams get the 10th spot. And finally,
wow.
Sideline Sage get the 10th spot.
Well, there's some notable names in there. The one that stands out, obviously, Follow Me, Mark Moyer. He's always everywhere in these drafts, and he's a player that's played in the Big Payback, I believe, and just about everywhere you can imagine. Clear to Close has had some success, I think, in the finals last year. And then Mr. Bill, always a competitor. Quick Six, too. I mean, there's some really big names at 10. It's nice to see those guys are returning for year number two.
Yeah, Quick Six took second, I believe, in the FFPC last year overall.
And you got Fester and you got Mojo, all with the 10 spot. 10s, again, it's a good spot to be. FFPC, you again, if you have that flexibility, running back, wide receiver, you can just do about anything you want that late in the draft, and you're landing guys like Frank Gore and LaDainian Tomlinson to start your draft. There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, that's a solid position.
Cool.
All right.
Let's get rolling.
Yep, ready for number 9? All right. I don't know if I could pronounce this. Borgwa Suffering. FF Mastermind, Glen Oration X, Money Incorporated, Recovery Boys.
Wow.
Run.
Recovery Boys, yeah.
Run EMF, Deal Tech, Syracuse Slappers, Team Riker, The Bada Bingers, The Champs. And last team, what?
How do you spell that? What is that?
What?
Okay. Well, you got FF Mastermind in there, Mike Nazarick. He's got a new show on Blog Talk Radio. Go check his show out. He's part of the Fantasy Sports Channel now. Money Inc., Recovery Boys, Tommy Yates won $100,000 in the NFFC last year. Syracuse Slappers, these are guys that have Bada Bingers had a lot of good success late last year. I think he ended up making top five in your in the championship round, didn't he?
Possibly. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a lot to keep up with, but okay. Good
okay.
stuff.
We're up to pick number 8. Starting with BFDFantasyFootball.com. FFGuidebook.com, Floridate, then Tailgate, Mr. Bill and the Land Shark, that was the second team, Pacific Barons, RC Techies, Royd Rage, Kurt and Leroy's team to be determined, the name.
Uh-oh.
Washboard Writ of Executioners, Westonio United, Zach Diesels, And that was it. Zach Diesel's was the last one.
All right. BFD Fantasy, FF Guidebook, Mr. Bill and the Land Shark, RC Techies. These are guys that are all very accomplished. Royd Rage, Kurt and Leroy kind of have had some experience in this thing for quite a while. Some big names there at 8. And, again, 8 is one of those spots where you're again, it's just it's such a wide-open draft board from 4 to 14. I don't think we've ever seen anything like it.
No.
No.
No, it's wide open. You know, we talked about the first couple rounds and the first couple picks, but what's the difference between, say, your 1-3 versus your 1-11? Is there that much a difference? There's not. And we talked about it and talked about it. This would be great.
Well, in the chat room, you're hearing some teams that say they want their pick now. They don't want to be in the middle at 4, 5, and 6. You also see some teams saying they don't want 1, 2, or 3. It just looks like it's all over the board. So let's get on. We got 7 slots ready to go.
Yeah. I don't remember kind of this type of year where people truly are really all over the map as far as picks go. It's always been leaning towards the top, but not this year. This is the first year
right.
where people have leaned.
You know what? That's funny, Alex, because I was getting ready to say I would almost lean toward the 111, 112, and then come get that next pick again.
Yep. All right. Picks number 7, starting with Asian Merchants, Colts Fan, Dave Terp Enterprises.
Whoa!
Dirty's Bread Busters, Fierce, Hicksville Frisky Ferrets, One Got Through, Papa Dukes and Son, Prophets of Pain, Spoke Animals, can't make this one out, Team Something Rather, Team Left. Team Legacy.
Lucky 7.
Team Legacy, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and lastly, but not leastly, Wounded Ducks. Those are picks number 7.
Wow. Well, let's just go ahead. Got to be happy about the 7 pick. I love it. Okay, I won't put you through that. Team 7, I've got the 7 pick. Is that what you're telling me? Did you say 7?
Yes. You know what, Scott? You could tell us exactly who you're drafting because you don't have anything to worry about. Anyone in front of you or anyone behind you cannot steal your player. So you could tell us right now who you want.
They already know who I want. It's up on my rankings. You go to fantasyfootball.com. Thanks for the lead in there. Fantasyfootball.com. If everything goes the way I expect it to go, I'd be taking D'Angelo Williams at the 7 pick. I have
Thank
Frank
you.
Gore
Thank
at
you.
6. I have Chris Johnson at 5, Matt Forte at 4, Steven Jackson at 3, Adrian Peterson at 2, Maurice Jones-Drew at 1. So you know what?
Well, we got a local draft coming up a week from tomorrow. So, thanks,
yep.
Scott.
Yep, I'd be thrilled to death with D'Angelo. I think he's the real deal. Again, I don't see Stewart cutting too much into the carries, and I think you're going to see timeshares. You're going to see timeshares just about everywhere. Stewie's had a hard time staying healthy, so I don't know what the deal is with that. But D-Will looked as explosive as anybody in the league last year. I'll take him at 7.
All right. Well, but just remember, he only had 60% of the carries.
You know what? I'm keeping that in mind. And Perry's in the chat room, and he says that I might take Larry Fitzgerald if he's there. So you just never know. 7's a good spot to take 5.
All right.
Here we go. 6.
Picks number 6, starting with Tupacker, Army of Darkness,
Ollie,
Broom Dusters, Cocktails and Dreams, Invictus Peasy.
Uh-oh.
Just Steel. Nighthawk Services. Number Crunchers. Fanatics with a PH. Rochester Rams. Smoking Fish and The Show. Picks number six.
How do you spell that? S-H-O-W?
That is correct.
Okay. I didn't know maybe that was Steve Carter there, The Show, so I don't know. Okay, we've got some names. We got Peasy getting his draft slot. He's always part of the Red versus Blue crew. I wonder how he feels about that sixth spot. He could give us a call and find out. Of Number Crunchers, Army of Darkness is Ollie, one of the top-rated players in the world rankings. So sixth spot again. It's right there in the middle. And you know what? I don't think at the seventh spot, going back to six and seven, going to be a hard. I'm crossing fingers that we can land Pierre Thomas in the third round. That's my hope. So just don't steal him from me in the third round, and I'll be okay.
Yeah, I can't see him. With Bush already getting hurt in the first week of training camp, I can't see Pierre Thomas lasting that long. I just can't see Bush, starting to get healthy towards the end of the training camp. I mean, it's only going to go downhill from here. Seriously, it's incredible.
All right, let's move on. Let's go with the fives.
All right.
Lucky fives.
Picks number five. Bowler, Shot Caller, Cheech and Chong, Cornfins, Coyote Streakers,
uh-oh,
Desert Snake, Eastbound and Down, Evil Squirrels, Mino Brown, Pink Panthers, Pittsburgh's Fab Four, Sven and Ole, O-L-E, and the Eagles. Those are picks.
All right. Big names there. Cornfins is an accomplished player. Jeff Tirabassi. Coyote Streakers was ranked in the top 50, I believe, in the world, this new rankings. Mike Santos, been very successful. Desert Snake, Dave Sherman's been a cagey veteran around these parts. Mino Brown's always in our chat. We were glad to see Mino, and he was in the Pros versus Joes draft last night. Had a really solid team. Mino was drafting from the four last night. He had Adrian Peterson fall to him. Back with Anquan Boldin. Let's look at Mino here. He took Adrian Peterson and Jacobs as starters in the FFPC format. His wide receivers were Boldin and Royal. And his flex positions he had to fill from DeSean Jackson, Julius Jones, Willie Parker, Rashard Mendenhall, and Josh Morgan. That's a pretty good group to fulfill two flex spots.
Yeah.
Not bad. It's deep. And then his quarterbacks are Schaub and Campbell, tight ends Shockey and Miller. A little bit thin there, just depending on what shakes down with Shockey this year. But I like what Mino did. He put up a very respectable draft in that Pros versus Joes, so we'll see what he can do with the five.
Well, and I'd like to
all of those that you mentioned, Scott, they're formidable. They're good owners, and that's going to be pretty tough to deal with if you have to go against them.
And I'd like to give a shout out also to Team Cheech and Chung. I believe you skipped over them, but that's Mr. High, an old friend of ours, who's been quiet because he recently had his third child. And congratulations to Mr.
Cool.
High.
Cool.
Absolutely.
He's a fellow
good
New Yorker.
Deal.
He's a fellow New Yorker. He worked. His office is a few blocks away from me here. So. Congratulations to Kenny.
Absolutely.
All right. We got picks number four coming up.
Okay, here we go.
American Mullet. Bold is Beautiful. ChampChamp.com. Cocktails and Dreams. That's his other team. Cornfins, his other team. FantasyGuru.com. Hackers. Hotel Coral Essex, Iowa Homers, Mad Money Mania, Pound for Pound, Terminators, and lastly, The Fall Guys. Those are picks number four.
Who did you say after Packers? What was the name, Packers? Hackers before
Hackers, and after Hackers was Hotel Coral Essex.
Hotel Coral Essex.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got those in the chat room for everybody. Bald is beautiful. Jack Hahn playing FFPC this year, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We got him. We got him for. We couldn't get him last year, but he had to. He had to, you know, give us 1 year to show him what we got, and we did. And Jack jumped in this year, which is great. Good to have him.
Yeah, champ.com, that's the Kentucky Fantasy Championship there.
Yep.
That's in Louisville. I've been thinking about heading down that way. Chad gets his second team here. Cornfins, his second. Fantasyguru.com is in this from the four spot. And I guess this four spot is shaking up to be whatever's left from the big three. And Steven Jackson's been kind of the more as this time goes on, he's getting more and more consideration in that top three. So I think right now what we have is a top four. I saw him go number two last night. So and I've been seeing that over and over again. I think Steven Jackson, by the time the season is here, folks are going to be a little less worried about the surgery he had in the offseason and you know, the offensive line's improved a little bit. I think Steven Jackson is making a very solid case to be a player that can safely be drafted one through four. So we'll see if that materializes. But,
another thing, Scott, is
yeah.
CampChamp.com. That come from he was a big buddy of Johnny Renshaw, and they kind of run around together. So it's pretty it's a good group there. So I'm excited for them to be participating and doing it.
John Renshaw, the traditional or the original entrepreneur there of Rapid Fire on his radio show. The Free, that's right. I'm a big Miami Dolphins fan. Okay, number three draft slot. The tension is building here for these top three spots, Alex. We've got just a little bit to go here.
Real quick about fantasyguru.com. He's got the four pick. John Hansen is going to, first of all, he's going to draft this team, and he's also going to do a preview of the FFPC format. He's going to have some sort of an article. It's going to be, I believe, a premium article on his website. So if anybody's interested in reading some of John's thoughts on the FFPC format, well, I guess you're going to have to pay him $30 or whatever, but I figure I'll let you guys know. All right, and now with the three spots.
Okay.
We have Canadian Beavers, Classless High Life Moochers, Hendo's Hitmen, Monkey, Spankers. I couldn't get that right. Monkey,
oh, okay.
Spankers.
All just right.
Just one monkey, Scott.
Just one monkey. All
just
right.
Just one monkey. I just couldn't get it out. Couldn't get the monkey.
Last monkey.
All right. Relax, boys. Recovery Boys, Rex Kwon Do, River Dog, Rough Riders, Rum Runners, Soul mm-hmm. Children, Virtual Football Levelers, Windbreakers, and W's Marauders. Those are
W's
Marauders.
Oh.
Yeah, like
W's
Marauders, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. W's Marauders. All right, well, the three spot has some names there. Recovery Boys, again, that's Tommy Yates, a big $100,000 winner there. And River Dog, Tom Ullman, he's a $200,000 winner. Or maybe, was that back when it was 200? Yeah.
Yeah, it was 200, yeah.
That's some big players. Got to be happy with the three pick. You really don't have, I think, three through four, you really don't have a lot of thinking. It's just whatever happens falls to you, and you take it. You don't. Can't really deny it when it's sitting there in your lap. You just have to take it and move on.
Well,
so,
it'll be interesting to see if anyone reaches at the three spot. And when I say reaches,
Who?
Right. Well, I'm just saying. I think that right now it's pretty much a consensus top three picks, or let's say, top three slash four picks with ADP and Jones-Drew and Forte, or I guess you could throw Steven Jackson in there. You know, he's been sitting up at the 4-5 pick pretty solidly. I'm just wondering if anyone reaches down, and when I say reaches, in the way that the Tom Dog reach of Fitzgerald pick, or maybe reach for Andre Johnson or something like that.
That's right. Tommy's sitting here getting the three spot. Will he have the guts to take Fitz like he did at one? So that'll be the question. Maybe we'll see a Fitzgerald break through the FFPC top three in the main event.
Yeah, it will be very interesting. I can't wait. And that, and I believe that maybe Tom's live team. So we'll see what happens when we're all in Vegas.
All righty, let's go to two. The momentum is building.
All right, with the picks number two, here are the teams: Fish, Gangbang, Gridiron Irishman, Horsehead Bookends, Husker Heaven, Jam, J-A-M, Jimmy the Finger, Manny's Maniacs, The Boston Dangler, The Dusty Baker Experience, War Kittens, Canadian Beavers, Canadian Beavers was, I went back into pick three. So War Kittens was the last team with a two pick.
Okay, all right. Well, we got Fish. Fish has been in the chat room tonight. He was part of the Elevator Fraternity, the reason why Elevator Fraternity exists in Vegas. He has the two pick. Got to be happy with that. Gridiron Irishman has been in the chat room all night. And War Kittens, John Duckworth, always a Red versus Blue crew lifer here. And the two pick is one of those that, you're coming back. Do you take does Jason Witten fall, back in the second round there? Do you take a Dwayne Bowe or a Wes Welker there at the turn? Since you're so happy with the running back and you've got a lead there, you can really do anything, and that's really – I mean, we're seeing a little bit of everything from that spot, either wide receiver, get you two studs, and this is a good spot to take a Jason Witten. We've seen that quite a bit. And I'll tell you, if Tom Brady falls and you're in at the end of that first – in that second round, Alex, would you ever consider a quarterback, or do you have to get at least 6 points per touchdown to consider a quarterback early?
Here's the story with Brady. People were drafting Brady after the 2007 season in the first round, correct?
Yep.
I mean, if he fell into the second round, that would be considered value. Sometimes he fell into the beginning of the third round, and that would be considered incredible value.
Impossible to pass, yeah.
Right. So what is so different now than last year? How is it any different? Is it really any different? I mean, isn't he really just still coming off that 2007 season of 50 touchdowns? So, in my opinion, if you've evaluated Tom Brady as a second-round pick or first-round pick or the beginning of third-round pick last year, well, that's where you should have him this year, because I don't see, too many things changing, really.
Yeah, and he's not a guy that needs his wheels. He just steps back and he throws. He doesn't need to move around. He doesn't evade and get away. He goes down at first contact. He's the guy that drops back and fires it to a couple of weapons, and he's added another one in Galloway. So Moss is – I don't know if he's really declined yet, and Welker's probably gotten better. I hear you, Alex. I tell you what, in another contest where I'm getting 6 points a touchdown, I might consider it, but it still just messes with my draft plan. I can't consider it. But I know the number crunchers out there that did all the math, they had prepared last year. They said, "Man, I'm going to take Brady, and I'm just going to I'm going to beat you." but if you could take Adrian Peterson in the first and come back with Brady and Welker, I think it'd be pretty nasty. I think it would probably work out.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, and keep this in mind. When right now, obviously, the ACL. When I said you should be considering him, you should be valuing him the same way as you did last year. Obviously, the ACL is the big issue. But if you're going to see Tom Brady and he's playing week three, and he's going through the first quarter, second quarter, and coming out in the third quarter and playing the first series of the third quarter, I mean, you know, you have to say to yourself, this guy's, you know, 99%, right? So, you know, he might be jumping back into the second round again when it's all said and done this year.
Wow. All right. Well, guys, we've got the number one pick. The number one picks are coming up, and we'll be right back in 30 seconds with Alex Kaganovsky, the FFPC, and the number one draft slots.
More live fantasy sports radio than anyone on the planet. Seven continuous hours of football, baseball, basketball, and hockey action each Monday through Friday. Plus 7 hours of game day frenzy on Sunday. 30 shows in all from the best fantasy sportscasters in the business, like Craig Davis of FantasyFootball.com, the Audible Cecil Lamming, Paul Greco of Mel Nick and Greco Fantasy Sports, and the Fantasy Football guys Lyle Conkiel and Kevin Moore. The Fantasy Sports Channel, only on Blog Talk Radio. It's a schedule you can bet on.
Okay. I'm doing this for Alex. On request. Okay. We're back with Alex Kaganovsky of the FFPC. We are live on Red vs. Blue. We are announcing the live, main event draft slots for the FFPC tonight for all of the paid members. And Alex, how many did we hit this year?
We're currently at about 156, I believe, I think only 140, 145 are getting their draft slot tonight. But still, 156, last year we were at 105, same time
That's
last year
awesome.
In the early
awesome.
Draft announcement. So we've grew by 50%. We 50% growth.
Today, considering what's going on, Alex, I mean, I think that's really good.
Yeah. We finished with 180 teams last year. So this year we're at 156 with 30 days left, and hopefully we'll go far beyond the 180 this year.
Cool.
Yeah, and I agree with Mike. In this economy, being able to do that is just fantastic, Alex. Kudos to you guys, and you pulled it off, and that's a big increase for when everybody else in the industry is thinking about downsizing. You guys, 50% increase. So,
yeah, and
all right,
good thing going.
We definitely heard some of that. We heard some people, saying that they weren't going to play high stakes at all. Never mind just the FFPC. People were not going to play high stakes this year, we did hear a lot of that, unfortunately. And people were saying that they're going to take a year off and hopefully come back strong this year. And the last few days we've had some good news with the unemployment figures and the stock market's been going
right.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Alex, do you heard from those that maybe don't want to participate but still message in and still post anything, or for maybe in for like 2010, just down the road?
Well, I know we have a few posters, for example, on our message board that are not playing the FFPC main event for whatever reason. So, and we welcome them, by the way. I spoke to a couple of people who I know have been playing fantasy, high-stakes fantasy for a while, who are going to take a break this year. So we're very fortunate that we're at the number. We're very fortunate that we're at 156 teams and we work hard, and Dave and I, we appreciate the support.
Sounds like you got a good communication streaming going on, and that means a lot. So that's pretty cool.
All right, and the big secret now are the one spots, I guess.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go, the royal one spots.
All right, starting with Billy Waz, FF Mastermind, that's a second team, GDF, three letters, Iron Horses, Meehan, NTB, three letters. Patton's Third Army, pound for pound, Raiders, salami and cheese, Scooter, and spiders from Mars.
I like salami and cheese.
You know, it's a feeling that you get. Billy Waz is in their chat, and he's got to be happy with that one pick. You know, it's just a relief. You can have the player. You control your own destiny with your best player, and you can pick from anybody in the draft. The one pick guarantees you the guy that you have to have. If it's Adrian Peterson, if it's Pierre Thomas, I don't care. You have the ability to go out and get the guy you want from the one pick. Maybe it's Fitzgerald. Maybe it's Steve Slayton. There's nobody that can interfere with what you want to do from the one pick. Now, odds are if you want Steve Slayton, you can get him and have the two pick or the three pick. But there's a 100% guarantee here. If you want a guy, you can have him with the one pick. And there's definitely a good feeling when you have that.
And I'll go a step further, Scott. I'll say that not only do you get the control of the draft, obviously, with the first pick, but you are the only team who's going to have three picks in the first 25. So
true.
No one else has a chance to pick three best players out of the top 25, and you do. And you're able, if you can do that, you're obviously that is why over the years the one picks and the top picks have done so well.
Yeah. Man, can you imagine getting Anquan Boldin to fall to you at 212? After you've taken an MJD or an Adrian Peterson? I mean, I'm seeing Boldin fall, and there's no – he should be considered in the same breath as Larry Fitzgerald. I'm sorry. He just should be. And from all statistics – and again, I know I didn't have him last year, but, okay, you've seen enough out of Boldin to know he's not – he's going to be here every single year. He's going to bring it every single year. And, yeah, there's question marks there with the contract, and maybe is he disgruntled? Is he a team player? Could that cause some tension between him and the coach this year? Okay, yes, I guess maybe there is some risk. But at 212, you've got to feel like you just hit a jackpot if you can get your stud running back and then very possibly the number one wide receiver in the draft.
Well, I can tell you this, and I don't have the numbers to prove this, but I am pretty certain that up to, I believe, week 10 of last year, and for their career, Boldin has more catches per game and more yards per game than Larry Fitzgerald with Warner as the quarterback. So I believe Fitzgerald leads him in touchdowns, but Boldin is simply Warner's favorite target, or was until week 10, and then obviously Fitzgerald blew up, and then Boldin got hurt. So.
All right. Well, this is a big night, guys. This was a lot of fun. Being able to do a 2-hour show, we normally just come on for 1 hour, and we did the 2-hour show tonight, thanks to some customer service help from the guys at Blog Talk Radio. With about 15 minutes to go, they pulled it off for us. But I tell you, whether you have a one pick, whether you have a 12, or whether you're in the middle, there's different strategies there for every pick this year. We can start doing the mocks again now that we know the draft slot. Alex, what is the plan now for all of us now that we have our draft slot in the FFPC? Do you guys have any avenue for us to get our mocks or get some smaller leagues in? I know you got the 77s. They still go on, right?
Yeah, the 77s are going on. We have the Monday Night Live 77s, which have been filling every Monday, and we have the slow ones still going on. Which are filling as soon as 12 teams sign up. And, you know, $77, I mean, it is an expensive mock draft, but you get a chance to win some money. So it's not too bad. And it is a draft expert, so you don't have to manage it the whole year. But if anyone wants to do mocks, we have a mock draft forum dedicated, a specific forum, on our message board. So you guys could go and start a thread and get 12 guys together and start mocking.
It's been a lot of fun, Alex. You know, when I started really getting active into the FFPC, I've had a ball, and my girlfriend Rachel, she's having a ball with it, and you know, we can't wait to we're not going to be able to go to Vegas this year, but next year we just can't wait to be a part of it.
All right, Mike. Well, we need to have you. We need to have you out there in Vegas because yeah, I'd like to see what you look like after 12 or 12 years.
Hey, we've got a caller from the 732 with about 5 minutes to go. You're on the air with Alex from the FFPC.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Scott. Mike. This is Fraser. John Royce. Got the number one pick. I'm very happy with that. I see Billy has the number one pick as well. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, control your own destiny.
So go on record. Where are you leaning? Are you going the same track with Adrian Peterson, or are you you going with the upside with MJD?
I don't want somebody to steal my pick. No, of course nobody can. Now Peterson all the way. I'm a huge OU fan, so that's a pretty easy pick for me.
Awesome.
All right. Not even a decision there.
Enjoy it. You're lucky. Well, I won't say it.
Hey, Scott. Can I plug one more thing? You know, you gave me a chance, and I forgot. We're going to have the draft slot satellite. We're going to announce that, and I believe that's drafting in about 10 days or so. And the cool thing about the draft slot satellite, it's $150, and you get to reserve and draft from your main event position, okay? So if you get the one slot, you could reserve the one pick in the, you know, from 1 to 12. And if we get 12 owners that want to draft from their draft position, then you know we'll get the slot, we'll get the satellite going. It was successful last year, and we're going to do it again. So, if you want to sign up for that, go on the message board.
No, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I just want to remind everybody, we've got about 3 minutes left with the show. On August 21st, set your calendars. That's 2 weeks away. You're going to get a strong glimpse and a very strong ADP look at the FFPC format, because that's the big payback satellite draft that we're going to be hosting here on Red versus Blue. If you guys tuned in for the last satellite that we commentated on, the chat room is up, the draft board is updating live right in front of your face, so you can see as the draft moves on what's going on with the ADP. You can comment, you can call in. We're going to be critiquing it. We're going to be calling out the bad picks and praising the teams that we like, and that's a lot of fun. August 21st, on a Friday night, we're going to start the show up a little bit early, or the draft starts a little bit, I think 10:45, so you'll have about 15 minutes in, then the show starts at 11, and we're going to have about two rounds in the books to be able to comment on, and then from there we're there for at least a couple hours until the draft is over.
Yeah, so, that was awesome.
That sounds awesome.
The first one was incredible, and the participants loved it, and the listeners loved it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we got a caller from the 502 that's sitting on here, too. We got 2 minutes to go. You're on the air with Alex from FFPC.
Hey, Alex. This is Charlie from Steel Tech. Just wondering where my pick was. Missed the first part of the show.
Oh.
Okay, what was the team name again?
Steel Tech.
Oh, Steel Tech.
Steel Tech.
You know what?
From the 502.
I'm going to pull
from the 502. That's got to be Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky. That's where we're at tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say 502.
Drinking Coors Light in Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, you're calling in the right show. Red versus Blue is all about Louisville and Kentucky. I'm still looking for it. I've got them typed in here, Alex.
Pick number nine.
Pick number nine?
Yep, that's what you got. Steel Tech, pick number nine.
Perfect. That's what I wanted.
Are you?
All right.
I guess you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, obviously.
Actually, I'm a San Diego Charger fan, but most people live here are Cincinnati Bengals fans. But
yeah, I know. Now, are you Kentucky or Louisville?
I'm Louisville.
Woo! Oh, no. Oh, no.
Louisville to
hey, Mike, Kentucky. I found my new co-host.
No way.
You've been listening to Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio, where Planet Red and Big Blue Nation collide, with your hosts, Scott Atkins and Michael Trent. Please join us next time.
I don't know, some guy in one of FFPC 77 leagues.
Oh, yeah. We've got 1 minute left. Red versus Blue. We'll see you next week, gang.
Hey, Scott, I'll talk to you tomorrow.